Blog Talk Radio.
And them said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible.
Thank you.
set me free and that Jesus is the truth. If he sets me free, I will be free indeed. I recognize that walking in the light is the only path of true fellowship with God and men. Therefore, I stand against all of Satan's deception by taking every thought captive in obedience to Jesus Christ. I declare that the Bible is the only authoritative standard for truth and life.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and
goodness and benefits that we receive day by day. Every weapon of wickedness fashioned against me in this ministry will not function in the name of Jesus. The angels of the living God should chase every evil arrow fixed at me back to the senders. I thank you for the victory won at Calvary. Lord, I pray that many workers will be called for your church, and you will direct their thoughts and their paths. I pray that their tongues will dance to the tune of wisdom and kindness. I pray for a financial breakthrough for the furtherance of your gospel. I pray, O Lord, that all the days of my life will be dedicated to you. Lord, make me a channel of your peace and deliverance in Jesus' name. By faith, I choose to be filled with the Spirit so that I can be guided into all truth. I choose to walk by the Spirit so that I will not carry out the desires of the flesh. I renounce all selfish goals and choose the ultimate goal of love. I choose to obey the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. Father, I thank you for this opportunity once again to come into your presence and to praise you and to thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that you cover me with the blood of the Lamb as I continue on this spiritual walk, proclaiming your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, I thank you. I believe that the truth will set me free. I recognize your Son, Jesus Christ, as the Messiah. I believe that God demonstrated his own love for me in that while I was still a sinner. Christ died for me. I believe I'm now a child of God and that I'm seated with Christ in the heavenlies. I choose to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. In Jesus' name, amen. Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our online bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. We also encourage you to visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. House of Christ Ministries is an outreach apostolic ministry that shares the gospel of Jesus Christ through a variety of mediums. From our radio broadcast, House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission, our monthly mailing lessons, our social Christian network, our online Bible Institute and Bible College, our posting of words of the day on numerous websites. We are reaching hundreds throughout the world for Jesus Christ. It is our desire to take the uncompromised and anointed word of God to the whole world, starting with our local community, bringing lost souls to a practical relationship with Jesus Christ. Our mission at House of Christ Ministries is to proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and prepare believers and non-believers how to live independently and have dominion to reign over the enemies of this world. We encourage you to sow into this ministry for the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and winning souls for the kingdom. Your prayer and financial support are an important component to bringing the gospel to the world. Together we can make a difference. If you would like to send your prayer request or share a testimony or make a donation or a love offering, please contact us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmond, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. We believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. We are instructed through God's words to follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Jesus Christ, the great teacher, led by example and clearly followed in the way of his Father, we too were created to imitate our Heavenly Father, and Jesus Christ's life sets high standards for how we are to interact with God, with others. He came to earth and lived as a man to demonstrate to us how we are to live as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Beloved, we must live in love. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 says, be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Beloved, there are souls to be saved. Join us on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission.
Love.
Christ Ministries, Inc.'s sole purpose is to equip the members of the body of Jesus Christ with the tools necessary to effectively function in the call of God on their lives. As believers, we are commissioned by the Lord to take the knowledge of Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that these teachings will be a blessing to you and will help you fulfill the Great Commission. You have been called to be a steward, a servant of God. God has called you to be his ambassador to the world. He has given you the ministry of delivering the message of God to the whole world, the message of reconciliation. No greater call could ever be issued. No higher position could ever be held. I encourage you to join us every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Davis. This teaching, Supernatural Faith, will help you develop and increase your faith, which will enable you to walk in the Spirit. You will understand the basis by which faith operates and is built on. Many Christians try to apply their faith and see no results, not realizing that faith must be built on a solid foundation. You will also gain an understanding of the gifts of faith according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For more information and to receive copies of these teachings, which can be used in Bible study forums, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Helmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. God bless you as we continue on this spiritual journey. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our lesson for tonight, as we continue on the lessons, Supernatural Faith Will Be the Impossible. As we continue on this journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day's book of Acts. We are on apostolic work with a vision to see the will of the Father being accomplished through the fivefold ministry offices, through the functions of these ministerial offices, apostle, prophets, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. The Lord has given us the gifts for the perfecting and equipping of the saints. Heavenly Father, we come in your presence once again. We pray, O God, that the Holy Spirit will dwell within me as I present these lessons tonight, the impossible. Lord, I pray that I will not use my opinion, but teach this lesson according to your word. Lord, I pray that you cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Use me as a vessel to dispense your word to your people tonight, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to be your steward and your servant tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you. Matthew chapter 21. Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, and ye shall receive it. In building any and everything, in and for God, there are some basic building principles that must be adhered to. Just like with any natural building, its foundation is the strength behind the structure of that building. The foundation dictates the height, width, and weight of a building. A small foundation dictates that you have a small building. A deep and wide foundation dictates that you can have a building of some size and height. In God's kingdom, prayer, communication, and faith with God is the foundation of all things. Prayer is a principal component that you need to build or do anything in or for God. When we pray, things begin to happen in the spiritual realm and then manifest in the natural, up to a certain measure. But praise causes us to have an abundant breakthrough on a constant basis. The word prayer in Hebrew is tefillah, pronounced tefillah, meaning intercession and supplication. Now, supplication means to petition or request. When we pray, we are either interceding, praying on behalf of someone or something else other than your own personal, or you are making supplication requests unto the Lord. What is the definition of impossible? It is incapable of being done, attained, or to occur. Mark chapter 9, verse 22 reads, Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If the impossible becomes possible by believing, then we must gain an understanding of what the word believe means. Believe means to have a firm conviction as to the reality or goodness of something. It is to take something as true and honest. Biblically, it means to trust in, depend on, and rely on God. It has been said that man's impossibility is God's opportunity. We so often try to measure God by what man can and cannot do, rather than measuring man and our circumstances by what God can do. Mark chapter 10, verse 27 says, And Jesus, looking upon them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. When I see Christians going through many things that in their minds seem impossible, I realize that much of their problems stem from a lack of faith. We don't receive what we need because we don't believe that God can and will do it for us. Yes, He wants to do it for you. We must stop believing for just the possible or what we can see or do within ourselves. We serve the God of impossible. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, we again see the statement of who our God is. It reads, But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. We must begin to disassociate and disbelieve man's impossibilities and embrace and believe God's endless possibilities. We must believe that He will do the impossible in our lives. So many people don't walk in the power of God because they believe that it is not possible for them. They ask God to do it, but they are not sure that He will. That never brings anything into manifestation. What is your purpose for coming to church? We don't come to church to learn how to help us with the possible. We come to church to learn and be encouraged in how to walk in and obtain the impossible. We need to come believing that He is going to teach us to walk in the impossible. To receive the impossible, you must first visualize it is the spirit and not in the natural. We visualize it by taking God's word on the matter and meditate on it and begin to see it being done in our lives by faith. We must also be diligent to receive it. So many of us have this fast faith. If it is not manifested immediately, then we give up and go back to the natural means to try and obtain the impossible. The natural does not bring the impossible into manifestation, but rather the spiritual. The natural is for the possible, or what you could do in your own strength. The spiritual or supernatural in God is to bring the impossible into manifestation. It is often easy to be diligent in natural things because we see a quick result in less complicated matters, but we must learn to be diligent in the spiritual. Then we will soon begin to see the supernatural or impossible come into manifestation. Don't give up because you don't see it right away. Keep believing God for the impossible. Your belief in God sets the spiritual atmosphere and climate to see the miraculous. The higher your level of faith, the more miraculous the works of God in your life. All the impossible becomes possible. Faith is the tool that you must use to birth forth the impossible in your life. Faith reaches into the impossible. For what we consider impossible on earth is regular life, or basic provisions in God's kingdom. Our faith reaches into God's kingdom where nothing is impossible and everything is possible, and brings that possibility into the earthly realm. Your faith is what takes heaven resources. When you go shopping in the natural, you make us a list of what you need, and you trust that you're able to exchange your dollars or currencies for those things. The same principle applies in heaven. We bring our spiritual currency, which is faith, and we take in exchange what our level of faith can afford. If you're rich in faith, then you're able to get an abundance of heaven's resources and bring a greater measure of the impossible into manifestation. How do you get the impossible into your life?
Lord Jesus,
And you receive. Even though this sounds so basic and simple, it is yet one of the most misunderstood principles in Christianity. We often don't separate our asking and receiving. We think that they are one and the same when they are not. We know how to ask, but most don't know how to receive. This is why many Christians go lacking in many areas of their lives, because we have not learned how to receive from God. You receive by believing God, and you show God that you believe Him by thanking and praising Him for whatever you have asked. Believing again means to trust in. And when you thank God and praise Him before you see the thing you have asked for come into manifestation, you make a spiritual statement and release faith for the impossible. This also dispels fear, doubt, and unbelief. It is said that God's cure is called praise, and it never fails in any circumstance or situation. This cure is unusual because once you learn how to implement it, it will always work for you. In her book, Healing from Heaven by Dr. Lillian Yeoman, tell this story. Years ago, there was a missionary who went to China when China was open to receiving the gospel. This missionary contracted smallpox. In those days, no cure existed for this disease, so doctors could do little for her. If a person contracted smallpox back then, there was no hope. The person just died. It was a deadly disease. This missionary was quarantined in her room. An ugly smallpox mark covered her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. There she was, stricken with a deadly disease, with little medical assistance, destitute and in a faraway country, virtually giving up to die. She didn't know what to do, since there was no cure. So she began to fervently seek the Lord. The Lord always rewards the diligent seeker, and he always answers sincere, faith-filled prayer. So he spoke to her and told her to praise him for his faithfulness to keep his own word. Then he showed her a vision of two baskets. One basket contained the test and trail, the smallpox. The basket was full. The other basket contained her praise. And that basket was only half full. The Lord told her the praise basket needed to be filled with praises so it would outweigh the basket of the test and trial. And when the praise basket was full, her healing would be manifested. As the missionary lay quarantined in her room, she began to fervently praise and worship the Lord day and night. Everyone feared for her life. And though the loud praises coming from her room was little more than the act of delirious woman, but in spite of all opposition, she continued to praise God. She sang praises to God from her heart. She did nothing but praise the Lord. She praised him for his greatness. She praised him for all that he had ever done for her. She praised him for her healing. She praised God and praised God and praised God. What was the result of such sincere and devoted praise to God? Finally, after several days of heartfelt praise, the Lord showed her that the praise basket was full. She walked out of the quarantine room completely healed, praise be to God. Her skin was as smooth and clear as a child's. No smallpox mark were to be found anywhere on her body. You can receive healing as well. Other things by praising and worshiping God. This happens because praise and worship is the language of faith. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6 says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. You must be diligent in your praises, not just one-time praise, but a continual praise. Until you see the manifestation of what you ask, or until God says stop. Many people have gotten accustomed to living with sickness, infirmity, poverty, hopelessness. They don't trust that God will do the impossible for them. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that this is the way you are supposed to be, or that God wants you sick or poor. God wants you healed and delivered. God wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. Trust God to bring you out of any impossible situation. Whenever or whatever you have now is what you have believed God for. Don't blame anyone else, no other race, not even your boss. The Bible says, as you believe it will happen unto you. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. in Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 29. The woman with the issue of blood received what she believed as well. Mark chapter 5, verses 25 through 34. We need to understand and believe that nothing is impossible for the faith-filled Christian. Matthew chapter 17, verses 17 through 20 says, Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. When the Christian walks in the earthly impossible, it brings glory to God. Every sickness should be looked at as a way to bring God glory. Often Jesus Christ declared that a sickness was to bring glory to God. John chapter 9, verses 2 and 3, and John chapter 11, verses 4. It is when we believe God for the impossible that we see the glory of God manifested in these circumstances. John chapter 11, verse 40. When we waver or doubt, we miss seeing the impossible. So many times in the past, we have missed seeing the impossible manifested in our lives, but not anymore. We will not waver like Peter did because of what's going on around us. But we will rather keep our faith eye on the God of the impossible, who has promised that if we ask him, that he would give it to us. We are now setting a new spiritual posture to believe God. By repenting of all our sin and praising him until we see it. There is such a thing as collective or group believing. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says, Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Whenever Jesus Christ was doing something that required great faith, he removed the doubters or those with lesser faith. With Jairus' daughter being raised from the dead, Mark chapter 5, verses 35 through 43, the doubters and unbelievers would have gotten what they were believing, nothing. Jesus Christ put them out so that it would not hinder his faith. He kept only those who trusted and believed in him the most. When we collectively believe for something, our joint faith pulls those things into manifestation. When Jesus Christ was in his hometown, he could not do many mighty works, because of their collective unbeliefs. Matthew chapter 13, verses 53 through 58, I encourage you to read that. You must believe for your salvation. Too many people, eternal life is a hope, and hope does not get it. It seems impossible to some people that death can be conquered and we can have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26, also gives us the promise of overcoming death, our ultimate enemy. Many people have not truly believed, so they don't receive the transforming effect of the Holy Spirit that is promised to those who believe, trust in, depend on, and rely on Jesus Christ for their salvation. Have you believed God for the impossible? What you have asked God for is right within your reach, but you must believe.
We raise our throughout the endless.
Present my body to God as a living and holy sacrifice, and the members of my body as instruments of righteousness. I choose to renew my mind by the living word of God in order that I may prove that the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect. I put off the old man with his evil practices, and I put on the new self. I declare myself to be a new creation in Christ. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight was the impossible. I pray that it was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on this lesson, or you would like to request copies of previous lessons, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003.
Reach out.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not to be there.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now. Everybody of his soul, right now in the name of Jesus, reach out and touch Jesus
as he
keeps passing away.
God.
There
is still
talking to you if you're feeling discouraged. I'm talking to you if you're feeling down. I'm talking to you if you're feeling depressed and frustrated. I'm talking to you if you think there's no way out of your situation. I'm talking to you if you're sick and can't seem to get well.
Take me.
chapter 1, verses 8 to 10 says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. I ask you to join me in prayer as we submit to the Lord tonight and ask his forgiveness and to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you. I ask for your mercy on me, a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness for all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for me and rose again. Father, I repent of my sins and surrender to you, Lord. From now on, my life is in your hand to do as you wish. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life and into my heart. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Lamb of God, I come to you tonight thanking you for this opportunity and this privilege to minister to your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will strengthen us to believe for the impossible and to trust in you, and to believe in every word you have given us. Through faith, all things are possible to them that believe. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that tonight's lesson will strengthen our faith as we continue on this spiritual journey. Lord, we pray for your continued blessing. We pray, O God, that souls will be saved and that the faith muscles will be flexed and that your word will manifest within us. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. And we praise you tonight and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the full fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, rest, remain, and abide with you all. God bless you. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. Good night.
Savior.